Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love the Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century.
Come on, let's go in.
Jacqueline, we can't do that. That's their bunk room.
I know it. Come on.
But there's men asleep in there.
Of course there are. That's what I want to find out. How anybody can be asleep at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Everyone isn't up raring around the country at the break of day the way you are.
Well, stay out here if you want to. I'm going in.
But it isn't decent. An 18-year-old girl. And besides, you're engaged to me.
So what?
Well, so you can't go in there.
Oh, I can't I? Well, listen to me, Duke Carter. My father's tried to tell me I couldn't do things all my life, and look what it's got him.
Yeah. Say, maybe your old man's got a lot of sympathy coming to him after all.
When I want
to
do something, Say, what did you say?
I just said you can't walk into a man's bedroom.
That isn't what it sounded like to me.
No?
No. And I'd like to know why I can't. These training quarters belong to my father, don't they?
Sure, but Jacqueline, a man's bedroom is sacred. How'd you like to have some man walk into your bedroom while you're sleeping?
What I don't know wouldn't hurt me.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
All right, you stand here and argue while I go in alone.
It's unfair, indecent, and nothing a nice girl would do.
Well, you just stand there and feel bad while I'm gone.
No, sir. If you go in, I'll go in.
Suit yourself.
If they wake up, they'll pull us out in our ears and kick us down the steps, and I won't blame them.
Don't talk so loud, and they won't wake up. Oh, look. This must be Mr. Packard. Sleeping with his head under his pillow.
I don't know how you can tell.
But those are his clothes over the hood of the bunk. Hey, do all men sleep with their heads under their pillow?
No. Packard must be part ostrich.
What keeps him from smothering?
Maybe he is smothering for all I know.
You think we should lift up the pillow and see?
No.
All right. I don't think I'd like to marry a man who sleeps with his head under his pillow. You don't sleep with your head under your pillow, do you?
Well, certainly not.
Yeah, well, let's see what else we can find. Oh, this is Doc. Goodness, doesn't he have red hair?
If he should open his eyes right now.
Look at the expression on his face. He looks like a satyr.
Probably dreaming about women.
Yeah, he's sure crazy about girls, all right. You know, he kind of appeals to me.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. You know, he fascinates me.
Well, you keep away from him. He's known women all over the world.
Uh-huh. That's what I mean. When he looks at me, I can see him thinking about every woman he's ever known.
You like that?
Well, I don't know. But I would like to ask him how I stack up alongside all those other girls he's known.
The quicker that guy gets out of here, the better I'm going to make it.
Oh, look. Duke, look at his left eye. It's all black and blue.
What do you expect? He had a fight last night.
Oh, I didn't know he got a black eye. Well, anyhow, I'm glad he and Mr. Packard won.
Oh, so am I. We've got your father worried.
Uh-huh. And is he in a temper this morning? He's crazy to see what Reggie can do now.
Yes. Jasper said he told him, if Jack and Doc can fight the way they did last night, and Reggie's even better, well, that Englishman may give Big Sweet trouble.
I'll say he's going to give him trouble. Let's go over and have a look at Reggie. Oh, hello, champion.
Hey, don't talk to him. You might wake him up.
Duke, he looks like a baby.
Pretty good-sized baby.
No. Sleeping on his back with his arms up over his head. His face so relaxed and innocent.
Yeah. He's not much older than we are. 23 or 24, I think Doc said.
Do you really think he's got a chance against Big Sweet?
Well, Jack and Doc think so.
I sure hope they know what they're talking about.
Hey, look out. He's stirring in his sleep.
Wouldn't he be surprised to open his eyes and see us looking down at him?
Come on, let's get out of here. Our luck won't last forever.
Okay. I know. Let's go out and get Belshazzar to wake them up.
What you want to wake them up for?
Because they've slept long enough. Besides, I want to talk to them.
Go on out now. Close the door.
No. Leave the door open.
What for?
Never mind. Just leave the door open.
Hey, Belshazzar!
Yes, Miss Jackie. I'm coming right up.
Look, Jacqueline, why not let them sleep?
No, they've slept long enough.
Yeah, morning, Miss Jackie. You want me, lady ma'am?
Look, Belshazzar, didn't my father send you down here to cook for Mr. Packard, Mr. Long, and Dr. Igor?
Yeah, sure did, Miss Jackie. You sure done just that.
Well, then why aren't you doing it?
Well, for goodness, Miss Jackie, how am I going to cook for them when they're sleeping the way they is?
Well, you've got a dinner gong, haven't you? Wake them up.
No, I swear to goodness, I done rung that gong until my arms wore right down to a nubbin.
And it didn't faze them?
No, ma'am. Didn't even make them turn over. They was the sleepiest young gentleman I ever did come across.
Well, try it again.
Yes, ma'am. Ain't no use, though.
Well, give it to them good and loud this time.
I sure will, ma'am. Come and get it!
What's happening inside, Duke?
Nothing.
That didn't wake him up?
Not a move out of any of them.
Belshazzar!
Yes, ma'am.
You take that dinner gong into that bunk room and ring it until you get some action.
Huh? Right into the bunk room?
Yes, walk up and down beside their beds and make it loud.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And don't come out till they're awake.
No, ma'am, I won't.
Push the door open wider so we can watch what happens.
Well, I'm not responsible for this, and I'm going to tell them.
Come and get it! Come and get it! Come and get it!
Hey, old chap!
Hey!
My dear friend, do you have to do that?
Yes, sir. I sure do.
Come and get it!
Hey! Hey, Reggie, I think we've been invaded.
Yes, quite. Oh, by a big husky Negro person.
Hey, you.
You talking to me, sir?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, what's your name?
Belshazzar, sir.
Oh, no, not Belshazzar.
Yes, sir, sure is. Oh,
well, what's the idea of coming in here pounding on that thing?
Orders, sir.
Orders? Whose order?
Well, Miss Jackie, sir, she done told me to come in here and ring this here dinner gong until you was all awake.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Jack, did you hear that? Hey, Jack, ain't you awake?
Apparently not.
Hey, Belshazzar.
Yes, sir?
Go on over there by Jack's bed and do that again.
Well, this gentleman?
Yeah, only he ain't no gentleman. Give it to him good.
Come and go!
Isn't that awful?
Hey, what happened?
Nothing happened, boss. You don't suppose this gentleman's dead, do you?
No, he ain't dead.
Well, he done got a pillow over his head.
Well,
just
take the pillow off and do it again.
Yes, sir.
Come and get it!
Hey, Reggie, turn off that alarm clock.
Well, this ain't no alarm clock.
What is it, then?
Well, this here, sir, is a dinner gong.
What?
A dinner gong. It don't even work like no alarm clock.
Oh.
But no, sir, it works like this here.
Come and get it!
Hey, stop that.
Hey, you awake, sir?
Say, who are you, anyway?
I'm Belshazzar, sir.
You sure you're not Beelzebub?
Oh, no, sir, I'm Belshazzar.
Well, what are you doing here? What do you want?
I'm your cook, sir. Hey, how you want your eggs? The sun is dried up or with the eyes closed?
Hey, you fellas awake?
He wants to know, are we awake? Yeah. Of course we're awake.
Look, Beelzebub.
Yeah, Belshazzar, sir.
No, all right, Belshazzar. You may be our cook, but you keep that infernal machine out of our bedroom after this, do you understand?
Well, them was orders, sir.
Yeah, that little old she-daughter of old man Ross sent him in here.
What? Jack Dempsey?
You stop calling me Jack Dempsey!
So you're at the bottom of this, huh?
Yes, I am! It's silly for grown men to sleep after 7 o'clock.
Hey, you mean that's all the time it is? 7 o'clock?
Certainly! Now get up and take your showers and then come and have breakfast.
Say, Jack, what we got ourselves into anyway?
Hey, what do you think you are out there?
I'm Jacqueline Ross. My father owns this place.
You're everything I ever said you were.
I don't remember what you said.
Your homely and your legs are too long and you got a bad temper. And Duke's crazy if he marries you.
Why, you great big... Stand up and...
And what?
Well, Duke Carter is standing right out here beside me. And the minute you get out of that bed, I'm going to have him take you apart.
Hey, Duke, you out there?
Yes, but I didn't have anything to do with this. I was against it all the time.
There you are. That's the kind of a man I'm going to marry.
You mean you stood by and let that girl do this to us?
But what's the fella going to do? I told her not to, but she went right ahead and did it anyway.
A fine married life you're going to have.
You stop saying that. First thing he knows, he won't want to marry me.
Well, I wouldn't marry you if you're the only woman in the world.
Neither would I. I swear to Grandma, you're worse than Winnie Mae ever was.
I say, Duke, are you sure you don't want me to lose my fight with Big Swede?
I don't care what you guys say. I'm going to marry Jacqueline no matter what you think.
Boy, now there's a man that's a real hero. I swear to my grandma, somebody ought to pin a medal on him.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.